Okay, next we're going to be talking about Frankie Bigface. You're not a sore loser. You are a wounded fool. For playing at a game no one ever can win and following the rules. If we could just hold steady and keep our And this is kind of a love song as well as kind of a diss song. I'm not going to split hairs, though. I mean, obviously, this is a song about a relationship for people who don't always get along and, you know, and get on each other's nerves, which I think is pretty common. This is a great use of the title in the song. You know, it's in the song's main chorus hook. The song is about staying together and not pumping the brakes on the relationship and people forgiving each other despite the things that they hate about each other. And, you know, sort of staying together because they can't imagine life being apart. And Frankie, I think, seamlessly melds in both challenges to form like a coherent whole. So I was impressed by that. Besides the songwriting, which I think is really solid, I really like Frankie's singing and the song's arrangement. It's just really solid and well done. Combine that with great songwriting and this lands in my top bucket.
Yeah, I thought it was great stuff. And kudos to Frankie for, you know, being awful sick during round one, but hiding it so that it wouldn't affect his rankings. You know, he didn't use it as an excuse or like a ploy for sympathy. And I think that's very admirable. You know, it was really cool of him to do that. This song is really good. It's got a great vocal melody and a wonderful chorus. I really like the chorus a lot. I feel like the guitar stuff in the chorus is sort of what Boffo Yucks Dude was going for. It didn't work for Boffo Yucks Dudes, but it works great for Frankie. And this is a really enjoyable song, I thought. Just like you said, I didn't think it was very dissy either. It's much more of a love song. But, you know, I think sometimes that you know, getting the title and the challenge done is kind of like checking a box. And after that, you just need to make a good, enjoyable song. And that's what this was.
Yeah. You're So Vain is kind of a dissy love song, too.
Yeah. I think that there were some examples put on the boards. If I was more active or if I had more time, I would have put When Will You Die by They Might Be Giants, which I was kind of hoping, you know, people would do stuff like that. And some people sort of did. But yeah, but this is more sort of a love song. So at least that's how I read it.
Yeah.